We're now going to turn to Dan Shore. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
10 days into the war, between the information, between the reporting that's been so freely available and some which has not been, what is your reading on how the war is going according to the plans of the people who planned the military campaign?
Well, I guess it depends on what your expectations were. The Pentagon says that the United States and allies now control 35% to 40% of the territory of Iraq and 95% of the airspace. If you count it that way, doing very well. The oil fields that they feared might go up have not gone up. But if you expect the resistance to collapse like a house of cards, no. If you expected Americans to be hailed as liberators, on the whole, that hasn't very much happened. President Bush says that Saddam Hussein is losing control. White House says the war is on track. The president says now, however, it'll demand further courage and further sacrifice. So what do you say, that in these 10 days, the most optimistic expectations have not been fulfilled? It's going to take a little longer, apparently, than a lot of people thought it would. But they say the president says on track.
Mm-hmm. How do you measure the reaction of the Iraqi people who have been traumatized, it must be said, by years of dictatorship?
Well, that's right. You know, there had been some expectation that there would be a great many defections. There have been some, but not a great many defections. Resistance had been expected from guard units, but resistance from uniformed fedayeen was apparently a surprise phenomenon here. The need to secure supply lines from guerrilla action apparently has slowed the advance. There are apparently more people willing to engage in guerrilla action than they expected. And then the civilian casualties from the cruise missiles in Baghdad, of course, or at least what they say are cruise missiles from Baghdad. Obviously, the United States will not confirm it, but oddly enough, they have not been very vehemently denying the possibility that these were cruise missiles. In all of this, it is not calculated to get the Iraqi people to come spreading flowers and bouquets before the liberators.
When you mention willing to engage in guerrilla attacks, we should note U.S. and Britain say, particularly the British military, say they've had a lot of reports inside of Basra of people being threatened, people being shot and told that they had to participate in
those attacks. That is correct. The situation in Basra is an extremely interesting one, in which there were an attempted uprising, but apparently there were enough pro-Saddam Hussein people there to have put down that uprising or make it very dangerous. Also, there seems to be this tendency to, on their part, to threaten people being shot unless they go out and do it as told. So it is a somewhat confused and mixed up picture, which I would not want to say one way or the other.
Prime Minister Blair suggested earlier this week when he met with President Bush and they had a press conference thereafter that many Iraqis may have good reason to doubt the commitment of U.S. and Britain based on what happened 12 years ago.
Well, and yes, you remember 12 years ago, the elder President Bush called upon the Shiites in the south and the Kurds in the north to rise up. They rose up, but the American troops were by that time on their way home for the victory parades, and there was a massacres of people both north and south. Mm-hmm. That was not very long ago, and there are some who remember that and who may hesitate now to rise up.
Let me ask you about domestic reaction in the United States. Polls show broad public faith in President Bush's conduct of the war. Do you read anything else significant in those findings?
Well, the latest poll of the Washington Post ABC shows that nearly three-quarters of Americans are in support of this war, even though many believe that there will be significant American casualties. There's an increase in the number who mark themselves as strongly support the war. In the same poll, by the way, that 65% favor reducing the Bush tax cut to help pay for the war. So that, in some ways, it looks as though citizens are ahead of their government in willingness to sacrifice.
And, of course, we have to note that in fact, the Senate just have the administration's proposed 10-year tax cut.
That's right. And they say it's too much under present conditions. What's interesting is the way in which the American population is out ahead of their government.
Mm-hmm. Embedded reporters. People in our industry complained beforehand. I remember when I covered the Persian Gulf War, not enough access. Now there's some complaints that there's too much access or it's creating another impression.
Well, something new has happened. It's a combination of technology, which permits you to go live from the battlefront, and the tactics of the Pentagon, which are trying to use all this in order to get a good picture of what this war is like. So far, doing very well. What you get is the thrill of seeing what it almost sometimes it looks like a video game. But what it does is to help the Pentagon maintain its control over the situation. You will see things through the eyes of your companions in arms, if you can call them that, mm-hmm. who are reporters with the television cameras. And it remains to be seen yet what really has happened to war coverage, but something new and big has happened.
Of course, when mistakes are made, that'll be visible too, immediately.
If the mistakes are made where the camera is, yes.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dan Shore. Yeah.